10:30, this is Observer Radio News. Good morning, I'm Vicky Gray. It's sunny and 7 degrees outside our East York studios. In the news today, the Conservative government said it will not give funding to abortion initiatives in underdeveloped countries with other G8 nations. The program's goal is to reduce infant death rates and childbirth with essential medical care, vaccinations, nutrition, and clean water. This has caused tensions to rise with other G8 nations. On Monday, an announcement was made in Halifax saying that Canada will consider funding family planning projects but not abortion. Experts say it is unrealistic to think the government can fund family planning without funding abortion. They will either have to fund it or pull out completely. In other news, General Motors plans to announce today that they will be giving $890 million to North American plants, including one in St. Catharines. In local news, mayoral candidate Giorgio Mammoliti has said he thinks that bylaw officers should carry guns to protect themselves and have the power to arrest people because they are often the first to arrive at the scene of a crime. Ladies, don't forget to cover up, as an Iranian cleric says dressing immodestly causes earthquakes and adultery. But one woman is tempting the wrath of God by wearing the most revealing shirt she owns and urging others to do the same. Jennifer McCrate, a 22-year-old university student from Indiana, is asking that women take part in her experiment to see whether or not this cleric is right. So boys, try to be faithful for the next 12 hours, and if an earthquake does happen, we can all thank Iran for pointing out the so-called supernatural powers of the female body. Now turning to sports. The Montreal Canadiens won Game 7 last night, 4-1 over the Washington Capitals last night in Washington. Torontonians Mike Camilleri and PK Subban have been giving the Habs some new energy. The Boston Bruins also won last night with a 4-3 win over the Buffalo Sabres in Boston. The Sabres are no longer in the running, while the Bruins will be advancing to the semifinals in the Eastern Conference. They will move on to play either Pittsburgh or Philadelphia in the next round. The Jays lost last night 13-12 to the Red Sox. And in basketball, the Utah Jazz beat the Salt Lake City Nuggets on Sunday 117-106. And in entertainment, actor Randy Quaid, known for his role in Independence Day, was jailed yesterday with his wife. The couple was charged with fraud after using a fake credit card to pay a $10,000 tab at a California inn. The couple failed to show up for multiple court hearings and was taken into custody. They were released after paying $100,000 each for bail. 8 girls were sent to the hospital yesterday, and many others were injured after thousands of Justin Bieber fans pushed forward to see him in Australia. One girl fractured her kneecap. Many others hyperventilated. Hundreds camped out the night before to see the heartthrob. The show was canceled after the riot, so nobody got their dose of Bieber. And that's Observer Radio News. For more news, check our website at torontoobserver.ca. I'm Vicky Gray.